Listen to Ribble FM anytime, anywhere. Download our dedicated smartphone app. Go to ribblefm.com.
Are you listening? Thought so. The radio is always on, and people are always listening. So what better way to let people know about your business than radio advertising? With advertising packages starting at just £25 per week, get your business heard 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. For more details, get in touch now on 01200 40 73 73 or email studio at ribblefm.com. Your business growth starts here on Ribble FM.
Here is your local weather forecast. A mainly dry day with a mixture of sunny spells and occasional cloudier periods. Isolated, mainly light showers are possible, but most places will stay dry, although it will feel a bit colder than the last few days. Maximum temperatures of around 8 degrees Celsius.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM. Sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Food and Drink Show here live on Ribble FM. A bit of Madonna, Who's That Girl? The sun is streaming in through the windows. Morgs has sat here as well.
Yeah, the sun's blinding us just a little bit.
Yeah, you can't see the screen, can you?
No.
Yeah,
no,
and the one that's getting it the most is our special guest today, Stephen, is
here.
Hi, Stephen, from the White Hart in Sabden. And the sun's, like, coming right through the windows and smashing him in the face. welcome to the studio. Thanks for joining us today.
Really
appreciate it. The White Hart.
The little hub
in the centre of Sabden, centre of the universe.
Yeah, the centre of the universe, absolutely.
When did you take it over, Stephen?
We've been there 2.5 years now.
Have you?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I said to Morgan when he said, Stephen, I said, he's from the White Hart. He said, we haven't been there yet, have we? I went, no, we've not been invited.
Ah.
We don't need an invite. We can always go.
The door's always open.
That's no excuse, Dad. Come on.
I have to say, watching the socials over the last 12 months and talking to people, because I know a few people that live in Sabden, you've kind of taken the traditional village pub and made it into this, like, cosy place to be with good food and log fires. Was that the intention, right, from the word go, really?
I think we just wanted to open a pub, and then it's just really gone on from there, and trying loads of different things and then finding out what works for people that come into the pub and what we can do to get people to come. Because I think, you know, the days of just opening a pub front door and the pub filling, they're over.
Gone on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You need to give people a reason to come and visit you. And, you know, excellent food is one of those things. But then,
would you blame that on COVID a little bit, do you think? Because when it was kind of like, that's it, we can't go out, we can't go anywhere. And people are still blaming COVID for things even now. What are we, nearly 5 years on? I think that kind of just might have had a bit of an impact on the general pub trade, didn't it?
Yeah, massively. And, you know, people socialise at home a lot more. People have bars in the garden and all that kind of thing. And I think
it's a bit twee. especially a big shout out to Rick Pallister, by the way, who has got the only bar that I know in his garden that he's used by his neighbours like a proper little pub.
Yeah.
But yeah, people did that, didn't they?
It is, and I think whereas people had a few drinks at home and went out, now people just stay at home because that's what they got used to doing, you know, in between lockdowns and all that kind of stuff. So it's definitely had a massive impact. And I think people's changing taste as well. You know, people aren't drinking as much, so you've got to try and cater for them as well. So there is a lot there.
And I think the other question that I had, which I probably should have asked you first, really, have you come from a pub background, or is it just something that you fancied doing?
Just something I fancied doing. So Tom, my husband, who's the other
landlord,
he always says when people ask, you know, why did you do it? And he's like, it was his daft idea. So yeah, we just...
Oh, so Tom's getting the blame.
No, about me. The blame definitely lies with me. And we just fancied a change. You know, I spoke to some friends who'd run pubs and they recommended Thwaites, so we got the pub through them, and, you know, they've been fantastic.
I tell you what, where is your accent from?
Have a guess.
It's Yorkshire, I'm sure, somewhere.
No, a bit further up,
a
Durham.
Bit northern.
Is it up from Durham?
Yeah, posh Geordie.
And
a posh Geordie, nice.
And I think the thing that is surprising me the most, you said Thwaites.
Yes.
Properly. Which a lot of people call it. Some people say Thwaites.
Or Thwaites, I've heard
then
that,
Then Thwaites. But you've kind of like got this hybrid with the T and the Th as well at the same time, saying it properly, because I think they say Thwaites,
Thwaites, yeah.
That just makes it sound Yorkshire. Going to Thwaites.
Going to Thwaites. Right, going to play another little bit of music. We'll be back with Stephen. We're going to be talking about some foodie news. Going to be talking about his menu, and one of the things that I think has got to be the first thing that Morgan and I try has got to be the Sunday roast. That roast sirloin, it just, on the social media stuff, it just looks incredible. But while we play a tune, yes, open your ears, have a listen, but go and check out the White Hart Sabden on the social media, because honestly, some of the menu items just look incredible.
Can't
wait to taste them.
Absolutely.
Every endless night has a dawning day. morning ray, and it shines on you. Baby, can't you see? You're the only one who can shine for me. It's a private motion that fills here tonight, and the silence falls between us as the shadows steal.
Martin and Miha, Private Emotion here on Ribble FM's Food and Drink Show. Morgs, a really valid question that you had for Stephen, and I am so interested in this. Fire away.
Well, I wanted to know, well, I was going to say new to the game, but it's not 2.5 years you've been there now, but what is sort of the typical day for you?
Every day is completely different, depending on what we've gone on. So today is a really good day. It's the day we get our delivery. So our delivery can arrive anytime between 6 in the morning and about 9 o'clock. Today it arrived a little bit later, just before 9. Then we've got to do the cleaning, get the bar set up. It's also the first Wednesday of the month, so we've got our Wednesday club.
Oh, nice.
Which is fantastic.
What's Wednesday club?
Tell us about that now.
They will all be sat listening, I'm hoping, cheering me on now. I'm sure to get some feedback off them when I get back. So it's basically, it's the first Wednesday of the month. It's a social get-together, discounted food, drinks. We have a few games of bingo, a bit of a laugh, get a little bit tiddly. And and then we have some live music on. So I should get back just in time for a bit of a dance with them.
That's
all.
That's a really amazing, sort of community spirited thing as well. I presume it's everybody in the village.
Yeah, and we started getting people travelling to the events now as well.
Oh,
so
fabulous.
It's just a really, really good laugh. It's nice.
I think the biggest question that I have for you with regards to living the life of a publican, Is it harder than you ever thought?
Yeah, it can be really tricky. It's a bit of a fine balancing act, and you know you're everyone's confident in the pub, and
yeah. Oh, the secrets.
Oh, if only you knew.
Oh dear.
But yeah, it is. It can be a lot of high pressure, and I think sometimes people don't see. Nobody saw me getting the beer delivery this morning. Nobody saw Tom cleaning the toilets.
Yeah.
You know, nobody sees when you're sitting for hours trying to work out the accounts and all that kind of stuff. So, a lot of this stuff behind the business, people don't see, and you know, people jest, and they're like, oh, they're off again, and you're like, oh, if only you knew what time I was up this morning.
I think it's true, isn't it? Owning a pub is more of a way of life than just a job, isn't it?
Massively, especially when you live upstairs as well, you know, you never get any rest. No. So it's our day off today, but the dog, oh, such and such is here to see you, such and such has popped in, are you coming down for a drink? And invariably end up going down because you want to see everybody. So
it's very social, isn't it, having a pub?
It's
one of those where that's what it's about. You know, people coming in saying hello, and when you're the face of the place, it's you they want to see, isn't it?
It is, definitely. And my mum always called me a social butterfly. That just popped into my head. But people do. They want to see the faces. And, you know, you find that if we post things on Facebook and stuff and Tom and I are in them, it gets a lot more engagement.
Oh, no, Handbrake. It came out then, didn't it, the accent on Facebook.
Oh, he's a stickler for accents. He can't
man?
In Sabden, it's Facebook. Not Facebook.
No.
Pet.
Oh dear, here we go.
Do you know what? In a survey, right, of all the accents around the UK, and I say the UK because obviously including Wales and Scotland and Ireland, Scottish was the one that seemed to be the most widely accepted as so easy to listen to, right? No matter, they just group Scotland all together. But number two was the Northeast.
Yeah.
It has that sort of melodic lilt, doesn't it? And it's easy to listen to. It's one of my favourites, you know? Aye. Right, going to play another song. When we come back, I want to talk roast sirloin.
I think, would
I be right in saying from a business point of view, Stephen, that the roast dinner now is still something that people are prepared to go out and have a treat on a Sunday?
It is. It's our busiest day of the week, and it just gets busier. More a winter thing, a Sunday roast, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, even in the summer...
Barbecues?
Well, barbecues, yeah. We do have those as well.
When you get back, I want you to... You've got to sell an idea to Tom for me. I know he's probably listening now, but... Yeah. So, you need to get a smoker. You know, some kind of like briskets and ribs, and sat in the garden at the back, sat at the front, showing off with a huge rack of ribs.
Our head chef Andy will be in his element.
Come on, Andy. You put pressure on at your side.
Might we'll just put started pressure something on there.
Oh, a smoke. Can you imagine? Right, back in a sec. Going to play for you now some Misha Paris. This is one.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easy on you? Now you got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, one need in the night. Disappoint you. Oh,
Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
It's time to ride at Bowker BMW Motorrad, the official BMW motorbike centre for Lancashire. That sound you hear is the road calling you back, and it's time to answer. Choose your companions, choose your journey, discover the view around the next bend, and always take the long way home. So don't wait, it's time to get out there. Visit us on Preston Docklands or search Bowker BMW Motorrad. Discover your next journey and make life a ride at Bowker BMW Motorrad.
Are you tired of sky-high housing costs? Are you ready for a change of scenery? At Three Rivers, our rural caravan park is the perfect solution for those seeking an affordable, peaceful and beautiful place to call home. Nestled in the heart of the countryside, our park offers exceptional facilities, including a cafe, swimming pool and function suite. You can even choose your own plot and specify the style of home that best suits your needs. Don't miss this opportunity to join our thriving community and enjoy the best of both worlds, the convenience of modern living with the charm and serenity of rural life. Contact us today to learn more and schedule a tour. Three Rivers, the perfect home is waiting for you.
Looking for a reliable, trustworthy skip hire service? A1 Skip Hire is here for all your waste management needs. Family run for over 20 years, ensuring your waste is handled responsibly and efficiently. Offering a wide range of skips to suit your every need, whether you're clearing out your garage, renovating your home or managing construction waste. And because we care about our beautiful planet, all of your waste is processed at our fully licensed recycling plant. Maximum recycling and minimum landfill. Serving the entire Ribble Valley and Blackburn with Darwin. We're local and we're ready to help you manage your waste the right way.
Here are the numbers to call. For the Ribble Valley, 01200 360 035. And for Blackburn with Darwin, 01254 391 616.
Driving around the Ribble Valley and need to tow? Ribble Valley Towing is your go-to destination for all your towing needs. From family cars to rugged trucks, we fit them all with top-notch tow bars. Call us today or swing by and let's get you hitched up. Ribble Valley Towing. We make you good to tow. Unit 3, Brookside Industrial Estate, Taylor Street, Clitheroe. Or call us on 07734 536870.
Almost 1:30 on this Wednesday afternoon, the Food and Drink Show. It is. I'm loving this today. Me and Morgs are here, aren't we, pal?
Yes. Hello.
And we'll talk about what you had for tea last night. We'll do that section now with Stephen.
All right.
So we have a regular section on the Food and Drink Show, and it's it was one done by Phil, wasn't it?
Yes.
Who sadly can't be here today. But it was, what did you have for tea last night? Because we still, in Lancashire, we still call it, what do you have for your tea? So, Morgs, we'll go with you first. Now, you went to your mum's for tea last night.
I did.
Right, what did you have, mate?
We had a nice and simple bangers and mash.
Oh, buttery mash.
Oh, yes. Oh, buttery, creamy mash.
Oh, nicely. With the honey glazed sausages or just regular sausages?
Just a regular sausage.
They won't have been Richmond, though, will they? Please,
no,
tell
they
me,
weren't
please.
Richmond. No, they weren't Richmond sausage. No.
How'd they get away with calling that a sausage? I'll never know. Right, we'll move on to you, Stephen. What did you have for tea last night?
Oh,
you, no lies.
No.
I can tell if you're lying.
Really boring. I had a jack of potato with tuna.
Do you know what? I rate that. I think it's good.
Do you know what?
Done in the oven, yeah. Nice and crispy.
Yeah, just crispy
and
up.
And this is for the benefit of Phil, because Phil is kind of like, he sometimes hosts the food show with us, and he's like just simple. I'll get it out of a box, I'll nuke it, air fry it, whatever, and that's it, it's done. So whenever we talk about what we cook at night at home, he's like, oh, for goodness sake, why would you do? Who would actually have pomegranate seeds in their fridge? You know, well, you do. Anyway, last night, complete contrast. You know exactly what I had for tea last night.
I do, yeah.
You ready? I sent Morgs to the shops and said, because you're at your mum's, I just want something simple because I cannot be bothered.
Yeah.
It's been a busy few days. Last night, one of those thick sliced loaves, so thick toasty bread, half a tin of Heinz beans and a fried egg.
Oh, very nice.
Absolute filth.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
But if I just play the part of Phil for a second.
No, I didn't.
No. Did you?
No, I didn't.
Probably like salt, pepper, a bit of Worcestershire sauce or something.
No.
No?
No.
Just as is.
It was the beans, a little bit of salt. That was it.
Oh, salt's all right.
Because Phil's the type, this will explain what Phil's like, and I know most people know what he's like, but I said, you know what, just to spice beans up occasionally, just crumble an OXO cube into your beans,
and then warm them
through, you get like this beefy beans, and he couldn't believe it, could he?
No, he was like, shocked.
You do what?
I've heard that one, yeah.
Yeah.
And let's do a quick menu test as well. It is putting you on the spot a bit,
but
you're nice and relaxed now, so
yeah.
Think about your menu.
Yes.
Bearing in mind Andy's listening.
Yeah.
All right. If you could go back to the pub now for lunch, feeling a bit peckish, what's on your menu that you would choose without hesitation?
Oh, my goodness. So when we first opened, it's always been about the pies. We do the most amazing pies. They're beautiful. So steak and thwaitailed pie.
Oh,
absolutely
yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
But we had a world food night last year, and we went to the French Riviera.
Oh,
very posh.
Yeah.
All right. And Andy did a chicken cordon bleu.
Oh.
Oh, and that is on the menu now, and
cordon bleu pie.
No, not pie.
Oh,
no, chicken cordon bleu.
No.
You might be onto something there, actually.
Like,
yeah,
yeah.
I was like, wow, that's, you know, we hate these phrases, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Corporate phrases. When you're thinking outside the box, but I mean, that is foodie thinking outside. Chicken cordon bleu pie.
Do you know
Could
what
you
he
imagine?
Did? What he did last week was a haggis pie.
Ooh.
Haggis, neeps and tatties.
Love
I don't
that.
Like haggis, but it absolutely flew out.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Nice, yeah.
That's something a bit different, that, as well, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit different, but
I think trying to be
really
creative
nice.
In a pub, and as traditional as we'd like to be, just being a little bit creative sometimes
it
just brings that discerning customer in as well, doesn't it?
It does, because people want the classic. You want the fish and chips, the pies, the burgers, but then something a little bit different every now and then.
Yeah.
Just especially if you're doing your specials, it's not a special if it's something you'd eat every day, is it? So just try and do something a bit different.
It sneaked out again. Something you'd eat every day.
Honestly.
I'm not taking the mickey. I promise you, Stephen, I absolutely love it. It's something you'd eat every day, you're listening to the Food and Drink Show. A bit of music time next, and then when we come back, I need to just prep you for this one. Something that is a little bit weird and left field that you would cook in an air fryer. There's a new book out tomorrow called Air Fryer Recipes of the weird and wonderful, right? So you're going to have to think of something that you... Right. Not that you've done, that you might think, do you know what? That might work. We'll be back in a sec, right after this, from the Kungs.
Clap your hands, move your feet.
Right, one of the things I really wanted to talk about, because this is massive. For a pub like the White Hart in Sabden, you are kind of like the epicentre of the most walked lump of land in East Lancashire, Pendle Hill. Right, you're right at the foot of Pendle Hill. And if we're sort of like driving between Barraford and Burnley and Clitheroe, we see people parked up at the side of the road, you know, going for their walks. What better place when you're finished? You know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What were you saying earlier?
And I was saying, just double-checking, are you dog-friendly?
Absolutely, yes.
Amazing.
Yeah. And the other one that you've added, that you mentioned.
Oh, yeah, we've just got, well, the back end of last year, a bike shed to the side of the building.
Ah.
Bikes are very expensive.
Oh,
we've
got
our seating out the front now, so it just... It's just something else to help.
Because there's quite a lot of mountain bikers in the go up on Pendle for the challenge. There's some really good rides up there,
aren't there? Mountain bikers, but like road bikers as well. It's a challenge to get up that hill on a push iron.
Yeah. I tell you what we need to do. Right, I'm going to give you something to think about between you, Tom and Andy. Morgan and I took up, me after a few years absence, back on two wheels, motorcycling at the weekend.
Okay.
And we'll go up to the Dales or whatever. What's wrong with us going up to the Dales for the ride round and then finishing back at the White Hart?
Absolutely.
So we could do like a little bikers meet, couldn't we? And, and have a nice lunch at sort of like four on a Sunday or a Saturday or something. That'd be quite cool. We need to explore that.
Yeah, we can definitely sort something out there.
Right, that's bought you a little bit more time to think about your air fryer recipes, the best you've had, or something that's a little bit weird. We'll be back after this from Pink.
Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Taking pictures or video with your phone? Want to take your passion to the next level? UK Digital have been a leading photographic retailer for the last 20 years. And yes, we are based locally in Clitheroe. Come and see one of the team at UK Digital for friendly, professional advice on all aspects of photography and video. Our showroom is open weekdays, so you can see, touch and try. And with internet prices, there's no need for you to chance it online. UK Digital, your local store with internet prices. Visit ukdigital.co.uk.
Welcome to Automobili, Blackburn's premier destination for transforming your car into a high-tech haven. With over two decades of expertise, we're not just any car upgrade service. We're your gateway to the future of in-car technology. Our state-of-the-art sound systems will make your every journey a musical masterpiece. And with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, your favorite tunes, maps, and apps are always at your fingertips. Our expertly installed dash cams and trackers offer peace of mind, while our top-of-the-line alarm systems keep your vehicle secure. Visit us today and elevate your driving experience. Call now on 01254 691 336 or visit autoeulimited.com.
Are you tired of paying a high pump price for your company diesel? Or are you using a fuel card now but worried you signed up to an introductory rate that's now a thing of the past? Let me introduce the Green Arc Fuel Card. With a fully transparent, consistently low price and no surprise surcharges, the Green Arc Fuel Card has nothing to hide. Why not speak to our team on 0345 646 5451 or visit greenarcfuelcard.co.uk and see how much you can save.
Do you have lower back pain? Joints hurting, or are you recovering from an injury or operation? Clitheroe Cryo has already helped numerous people alleviate these and many more symptoms. So, could cryotherapy be the solution you're looking for? Located at Clitheroe Leisure and featuring a state-of-the-art cryo chamber, you could expect to recover faster, speed up metabolism, and clear up acne, psoriasis, and eczema. And the benefits don't stop there. Cryotherapy. Give it a try and see improvements after the first session, and discounts available for multi-session bookings. Get in touch via our website clitheroe-cryo.co.uk or on our social media pages.
noisy, isn't it? Just after 2:45 on this Wednesday afternoon, the sun is back. As is Morgs and Stephen from the White Hart in Sabden.
Speaking of being a bit noisy,
yeah,
you put your headphones on and forget that we don't have headphones on sometimes.
Are you saying I'm shouting?
A little bit, okay. Yes.
One shall tone it down a little.
Thank you very much.
I set you a challenge. You're up first, Morgs.
Right.
So, but I'll just tell you, these are some of the weird and wacky recipes that I've seen in this new book, which is The Dummy's Guide to Air Frying, okay? One of them was a lady made some cookie dough and she just laid them out in the tray in the air fryer and then just sprinkled them with Smarties, banged it in, 10 minutes, they cooked, they melted the Smarties and got like this crunchy chocolate topping, which I thought was quite cool. I like that. The other one is, the next two are egg-based. An omelette, 3 minutes. Sorry, No. If you're going to make an omelette, do it properly or don't bother.
Yeah. Because I agree.
An omelette should be soft and just on the edge of being cooked, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
And then within 2 minutes of you sort of like putting it on the plate, it's ready to go then. It's cooked itself, hasn't it? But the one that I really liked, and I am going to try it tonight, hard-boiled eggs in an air fryer. So if you were doing quite a few of them for a salad or whatever... I just find that the timings might be a bit off, but it was reiterated 3 times so that you couldn't mistake it, right? If you put 6 eggs in your air fryer, you put it on 250 for 20 minutes. And then at the end of 20 minutes, you then put them in an ice cube bath just to stop them from cooking anymore. And the shells come off beautifully. And they're still supposed to be a little bit soft in the middle.
See, I'd be really nervous about that. It'd almost be like putting an egg in the microwave.
Yeah, you think it's going to blow up, wouldn't you?
If I did that, it would blow up.
Yeah.
The whole kitchen would blow up.
And I also can't see 20 minutes.
20 minutes seems
a bit long,
time.
Doesn't it?
No.
Right, Stephen, yours. Oh, this is the winner, isn't it? You just know.
Oh, I've never used an air fryer. So a friend of ours in the village, Karen, she invited us around for Sunday roast once, and she cooked everything in the air fryer, which is just witchcraft. Mm-hmm. Literally everything. A beautiful
turkey. You're in the right place for it, though, aren't you?
Well, absolutely, yeah. Something I don't know, perhaps. But yeah, the chicken was beautiful. Oh, just everything was really, really nice.
And it was all done in the air fryer?
Literally everything from the air fryer. Nice. Brilliant, yeah.
I must admit, they have gathered a lot of popularity, haven't they, over the years. It is convenient. And to be able to get something, because we were saying... We did a full chicken in ours.
Yeah.
And because it's one of those like multi-mode ones, it pressure cooks it for 15 minutes and then air fries for the last 10 minutes. So you get that beautiful, moist cooked chicken and then the crispy skin on the outside.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. There's nothing better. Do you know what one of our favourite teas is?
On.
Just doing a roast chicken in the air fryer.
And then a baguette.
And a baguette with some cold butter.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And just tearing bits of chicken off, bit of nice bread and some butter.
It's all you need.
I could live on that. I could live on that. Honestly,
I'm tempted for tea tonight.
Oh, it's good. It's good.
Thinking, yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be your first foray into cooking with an air fryer. You heard it here first.
That's all you need, just chicken, baguette and butter.
Oh, yeah, because nice. You know what's happening now, don't you? Andy's back at the White Hart. I'm probably Tom as well going... What is he saying? this is a pub where we make real food with real methods. None of this air frying rubbish. But there is a place for them. They do make things really convenient.
Yeah.
Time for a little more music. This time, Coldplay. Stunning, stunning single from Coldplay. This is called All My Love.
Through sunshine, been through snow, all the colors of the weather. We've been through high, every corner of the sky, and still we're holding on together. out all my love. Until I die, let me hold you if you cry.
I was doing a bit of singing then. Stephen's laughing at me. Stephen, just an absolute pleasure to have you in today, telling us about the White Hart in Sabden and all the stuff that you're doing with the place. It kind of, that song would be perfect for a Sunday afternoon, wouldn't it? The fire's lit, nice song on, nice bit of food. Right, I think at this point we need to, where are you? When are you open? What events have you got coming up? Come on, give it everything.
Tell us when we can get down there.
Oh, my goodness. So we're open for food from 12 o'clock Tuesday to Sunday, open all day. We have events on at least twice a month. We've got an Ollie Muir's tribute for Valentine's Day. The week after that, we did a competition for our next World Food Night, so we're off to Bangkok for the night. So we've got a special menu for that, which I'm really excited about. I love Thai food.
Yeah.
We've just got absolutely loads on. We're celebrating St. Patrick's Day. We've just put out stuff to celebrate VE Day.
Don't forget the one that I sent
in
my March.
Goodness, the Pie Week.
The Pie Week pie competition. Yes. Do you know anything about this?
No.
So basically, Tom and Stephen have challenged the kitchen to make the best pie.
Oh,
that is going to be so good. So
we'll and me and Tom are going to make one as well.
Yeah.
So all four of us will make a pie.
Oh.
And then we'll see at the end of the week which one sells the best. Hopefully it'll be one of ours so we don't have to pay anything.
Yeah.
But it's just Stephen, a bit of fun.
We need you back. Sort of like just after summer.
To.
Please come back. Thanks to everybody that's listened in today from the White Hart. I know you got your audience down there.
Thank you.
But it's been a pleasure to meet you. And if you're struggling for a Sunday roast, you now know where to go. Get yourself down to the White Hart.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.